Diet's an interesting question because many of these children have very restricted diets that may, as I mentioned, make up a component of their behavioral manifestation, that they like just yellow foods or they like mushy foods. And therefore, they may not be getting the nutrition that they need. So it is necessary that they do get appropriate nutrition. But at the same time, it's not specific to a vitamin deficiency, and therefore should not be using mega doses of vitamins that would be used in a pharmacological level or a drug-like level, because they can have toxic effects. One of the diets that people follow is the gluten-free, casein-free diet. And of curious note, this was not specific to autism. This was actually one that was recommended for children that had any kind of developmental delay. The scientific explanation of why casein and gluten may have an effect on the brain is actually quite flawed. From a practical standpoint, lactose intolerance, which is the component of dairy products, has a very high occurs at a very high incidence. And children that have social interactive difficulties and language and communication difficulties, who have bloated stomachs, feeling pain, gas, have diarrhea, who are not able to explain that, many times will have behavioral manifestations of discomfort. In some cases, to the point that if they're tested, they come up with extremely low testing levels. They're unable to perform with any kind of verbal output. And when they get put on the diet and that irritant is taken away, the lactose, so that they aren't gassy, they aren't in pain, they get retested and, my gosh, they look a whole lot better. It is not changing the underlying core symptoms of autism. It's not improving their social interaction from a primary core deficit, but can improve their ability to feel comfortable and not have severe behavioral manifestations. Gluten, on the other hand, is also attributed to intolerance and will have some stomach and other digestive manifestations. It fortunately is rarer, and it would be prudent for pediatricians to look into the family history to see if there is a susceptibility. But at the same time, I do not support the notion of putting every child that has a diagnosis of autism on a casein-free, gluten-free diet just because of the diagnosis. Mm-hmm.